Over the years, and perhaps even more frequently, we have been accustomed to seeing disasters all over the world. We see earthquakes. We see droughts in Africa. We see floods in Bangladesh and in other eastern countries. And we think of all these victims, and we think of these disasters, and we think of the refugees, and now it's us. We are them. Just as Peter wanted to distance Jesus from any pain and suffering, we tend to want to distance ourselves from pain and suffering. But we can't do that, because that is the way life is. And so the more important thing than trying to avoid the pain and suffering is, what can we do with it? We have a priceless treasure in our theology of suffering. We know that we can unite our suffering to the suffering of Christ. We know that suffering is not meaningless, but that rather it does have meaning. And there are so many contemporary religions which have no theology of suffering. They don't know what to do with the poor, the displaced, and the dispossessed. As it has been said, if you believe in a gospel of prosperity, that by loving God and keeping His commandments you will be wealthy, then prosperity becomes your God. What we have discovered in the past week that we need a Savior. We've seen Saviors all over the place. The good people who have gone out at their own peril and at their own expense to rescue others, they are Saviors. And even if we didn't have to be rescued ourselves from high water or from other kinds of imminent dangers, we too know that we need a Savior. Some people say, well, we just need a better system. We can make our way of living perfect by our own efforts and by re-examining our policies. Well, that's called Neo-Pelagianism. Pelagianism, we can make ourselves better by just pulling up our own bootstraps. We can do it ourselves. We can achieve perfection by our own efforts. And we know that's not true. Hard as we try, we can barely overcome our temptations. Hard as we try, we have to face our weaknesses, our faults. We confess them. We accept God's forgiveness. And He tells us, come aside and rest a while, and I will refresh you and send you back out into the battle. Help from the outside, whether it's our neighbors or people across the country, whether it's the Cajun Navy, or whether it is any other group of civilians or government agencies. We need human saviors, but profoundly, we need our divine Savior. With a certain irony, on September the 1st, Pope Francis and Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew, head of the Orthodox Church, signed a significant document about our need to care for the environment, our need to be good stewards of this earth. But we need to be good stewards of one another as well. What have we seen in our own midst in this disaster? Is there mass looting? Is there racial tension? Are there battles today over historic monuments? Do we see acts of raw violence around us in Houston? Is there anything similar to the barbarous and selfish world of the Game of Thrones? And it's quite the opposite. All the images that we see around us and from other affected areas like Beaumont or Corpus Christi or other places show us acts of selfless service, immense kindness between neighbors, a strong desire to help those people who are in danger. We are witnessing a different way of life from that of other social situations. And we have a contrast very frequent, very close to what is going on, to what has just happened in the past, where we saw all of these awful kinds of behaviors. With every image of goodwill and help that comes from Texas and from Louisiana, we are being reminded that we have a choice to make. We can refuse the darkness, and we can choose to serve what is true, select what is good, and show forth what is beautiful about ourselves, about our faith, about our people, about human nature in our world today. Does God have a purpose in these things that happen to us? I think with eyes of faith we can see that He does. It is not that He wants suffering or pain or dislocation. It is that He is able to bring something wonderful out of our human being, out of ourselves, out of our hearts, to show forth to the world the goodness that lies within us all. This is not to romanticize what has gone on. We want to discern what lessons we can draw from what has happened, or what good can be seen in the chaos that has been around us. We certainly know we're not living in paradise. There has been some looting and some random acts of violence. But the level of these crimes is way below any rational expectation or projection of what might come from a loss of social order and infrastructure. And so as Harvey has thrown the Gulf Coast and maybe our lives into a state of chaos and created a national emergency, an uplifting and much more needed panorama of good, goodwill, and charity has taken shape. These grassroots care and concern for one another convinces us all of our call to serve, that we also can be saviors. Looking at our neighbors, at our families, understanding their plight, and doing what we can to help them out of it. In a letter to Cardinal DiNardo, Pope Francis has shown his compassion for us in this catastrophe. He wrote, "He trusts that the immense and immediate needs of so many individuals and communities will continue to inspire a vast outpouring of solidarity and mutual aid in the best traditions of the nation." And so it has been. Thanks be to God. This is the hope of our times, that the needs of so many will continue to inspire this vast outpouring of solidarity and mutual aid. Let us not forget what we have been to one another in these days, and let us go on doing as we have done. Right now, we're immediately concerned with the effects of Hurricane Harvey. But we want to push this hope to include not only hurricane relief, but our social sense as a people and our civility, our good behavior to one another as a nation. Is there enough charity? Is there enough love to cover not only the effects of the hurricane, but the other areas of our social life together? That's our prayer. The very practical, on the boat and in the trenches responses to Harvey. This is the overwhelming answer to the nihilism, the chaos, the deconstruction, the anarchy. Namely, you and I are called, not only by society, but by the Lord Himself, to respect and care for one another. This outpouring of love in this devastated area of the Gulf Coast presents a strong witness to our country and across the world. It calls us once again to recognize and live by our higher nature and to appreciate and seek the greater good, not only in ourselves but in our society. And as we see neighbor helping neighbor of every color, every race, of every religion and political persuasion, we are reminded that each of us is a child of God, loved and prized by Him, and that we are called to do the same to one another and with one another. May Almighty God bless all of you and assist you in reconstructing your lives.